Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Taos resident.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, presently, I believe that we, the people, are being deliberately distracted regarding the actual meanings of right and wrong, honest and dishonest, just and unjust, proper, improper, good or bad. Now, why do I say that? Because corrupted federal government employees and the Democratic Party hypocritically and deceitfully indoctrinate the masses of their guiltlessness. Now, let's discuss Andy McCabe. Andrew McCabe, one of the FBI's highest agents, was fired 9 p.m. Friday, March 16th, 2018. The Office of Professional Responsibility, that's the FBI's Internal Affairs Office, recommended the McCabe firing, and our Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, fired him. It was McCabe's fellow FBI agents, lifetime employees, who said he lied under oath and at least four times, stating he made unauthorized disclosures, that's leaking, and lied about it. McCabe used the fraudulent dossier to spy illegally on citizens, ordinary Americans, and our president. And as the number two FBI agent, he wrote the Hillary Clinton report before the FBI even spoke to her. Not only did he leak information, he deliberately misled Congress and the investigators. To comprehend the enormity and depravity of this corrupted process, active measures, as the Soviets used to call it, were taken against Donald Trump by FBI McCabe and former FBI Director James Comey during the Obama administration, in an attempt to defeat him and put Hillary Clinton in the White House. The fraudulent dossier was funded by the DNC and Hillary Clinton and was used as the center of the anti-Trump collusion and conspiracy theory. It is disconcerting that the Obama White House, FBI, his Justice Department, and the Democratic National Committee trafficked the dossier unlawfully, unmasking Trump associates and Americans. Now, McCabe, Comey, and Clinton are demonstrating no disgrace, no impropriety. McCabe has a GoFundMe page. He wrote an editorial stating, "Not in my worst nightmare did I think my FBI career would end this way. Hey folks, what happened to honesty and law and order?" Then we have Comey doing speeches in a book tour. Is there no shamelessness to these people? What about Hillary Clinton traveling all over the country and world touting why she was not responsible for losing the election 2016, blaming certain Americans and women for her loss? And she has spent and is spending millions of our tax dollars for her former First Lady protection. The arrogance and haughtiness of these corrupt, dishonest, cheating people is overwhelming. Founding Father Benjamin Rush once declared, "Where there is no law, there is no liberty." I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.